Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Hello. It's Get Her Done Tuesday. It's about 6:10 in the morning. Supposed to be nice today. It was raining again on my way in.
After some morning fog and clouds,
it'll clear
it'll
up.
Be sunny.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Nice.
It's going to be nice. Right now, if you're a Florence and the Machine fan, this is for you. Caller number 9 wins a pair of tickets to see Florence. Oh, there we go. May 15th at the Concord Pavilion, right around the corner. Is that like next Friday? When is that? Maybe Thursday? Whatever. It's coming up very soon. So if you want to see Florence and the Machine, the Concord Pavilion, have your tickets all week.
Wednesday.
Yeah,
next Wednesday.
Oh, wow. It's only a week away. Caller number 9 right now. Nick is answering the phones for Hooman. 800-400-3697. Call now and win tickets for Florence.
You know what? Let's say happy birthday to our promotions gal, Michelle.
Oh, Michelle.
Michelle. She's probably
Berg.
My bell.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
She's wonderful.
She is wonderful, actually. I really like her. Mm-hmm. She's rocking bangs now. I like it.
I know. I love those bangs.
She looks really cute.
Yeah.
Like a 60s chick, you know?
She's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I like her sense of humor.
Yeah. She fits right in with us, you know?
Real snarky.
And crass. Yeah. All right. So let's start with babies.
Oh.
A lot of work.
Yes.
Think twice.
Yeah. Tons.
Well, I suppose if you're a royal, you probably.
Oh, right.
You know,
have all the
night
help.
Nurses and whoever else, right? On Downton Abbey, they would have babies, and you'd like never see the baby again because they would be up in the nursery and once a day for an hour, like from 3 to 4, say it would be the time for all the ladies to be sitting around having their tea, and the children would be brought in, and they'd say hello to their children. That was it. They got the kids out. I'm like, that looks awesome.
So they're royalty on Downton Abbey, or they're just rich?
They're royalty. Well, I guess they're sort of low-level royalty, like he's a lord.
Oh.
You know, so it's the early 1900s, and they have just governesses for their kids, and all the kids were raised by governesses. And that was just seems great. It's like, oh, I've just had the baby. Here you go. Take it away. Anyway, Meghan Markle, I don't know if she's having a governess or not, but she's a...
Why wouldn't she?
She's a duchess. That's what she is.
I read something, though, that they're just... I guess they're far enough on the outs with the queen and the
brother.
The succession.
Yes, yeah. Oh, yeah. This baby's the 7th in line for the throne.
That they may end up living in L.A.
Oh, that would be interesting.
I mean, if you have enough money, I guess,
sure.
And you don't want to put up with the
whole royal thing.
Right.
Right. Yeah,
why not? Right.
Sure. Yeah. I think that Harry is just getting pushed further and further out of line for the throne.
What does he care? He's got all the money.
Charles, then William, then his three kids, and then I think Harry.
Oh.
So he's like 6th in line for the throne.
Oh, I didn't realize
this new
the kids
babies.
Came first.
Oh, yeah, the direct descendants of the firstborn.
Ah.
Seems fair, doesn't it?
Not really.
Does it?
Yeah, I mean, that good for them. They can have a semi-normal life. It seems awful to be, you know, just so many duties.
Obligations.
Oh, no,
hate obligations.
Like, to go from royalty over there and then going to Hollywood and having that life, because they're still celebrities.
Yes.
Big time.
Yeah.
So, who
but
knows?
They'd be surrounded by celebrities there. Like it would,
yeah,
they'd be
but,
much less of a big deal, don't you think? I don't know.
Yeah, but also drama.
Yeah, I guess
paparazzi. Well, I guess there's paparazzi out there too.
So they could really go live. They could go live anywhere they wanted to. They
yeah,
could live in Ohio.
I'd choose a palace and just like you know.
Oh, you say just close
yeah,
to yourself.
Why LA? You know, with all the celebs
and the smog.
Yeah, I guess so. Where's she from?
I don't know.
I think maybe the LA area.
Well, she's an actress, so I'm sure she's spent at least some
although
time there.
Although she probably can't act, right?
Yeah, she's from LA.
Can't do that.
Yeah, I don't think she can act.
Canoga Park.
Oh, she's from Canoga Park?
Yeah.
That's so funny. I lived in Canoga Park. That's hilarious. It's like the far west end of the valley. Mm. It's near Topanga Canyon. That is hilarious.
Hey, 925 says,
Canoga Park.
Isn't that the way you raise your kids, Sarah? And John was your governess?
Yeah, John was my governess. I would have the babies and hand them off to John and say, I really don't want to see them until they can talk. Yeah. Oh, my God. Actually, this is funny. I'll just skip over to this before we get back to babies. Martha Stewart, she, you know, I love Martha. She seems great. But then sometimes she'll put together, like, her schedule for taking care of the house, like, and the garden, like what needs to be planted at what time. Oh. And, you know, now you got to go dig your bulbs up for
the
winter.
Do you follow this at all? You do, don't you?
I really don't. You know, this is too much. There's just too much stuff that she does. Like, you know, she cans all her vegetables at a certain time of the year. And by she does this, I mean she tells people to do it, I'm sure. So, but she is a decorator and just sort of a home maven. I don't know what she is exactly.
Guru.
That's good. So at an event this weekend, she was asked for, give us a life hack for busy working women. And she said, get two or three housekeepers. Like, there it is right there.
How Gwyneth Paltrow of her.
I know.
Or like Michael Franti, the life hack to take care of your kids. Go on tour.
Go on tour, brah. That's one of my favorite. I loved those videos.
They were great.
I've watched them a few times.
Nice.
It's funny. So Meghan Markle gave birth yesterday. Prince Harry made the announcement saying, mother and baby are doing incredibly well. It's been the most amazing experience I could have ever possibly imagined. I am so incredibly proud of my wife. And as every father and parent would ever say, your baby's absolutely amazing. But this little thing is absolutely to die for. And I'm just over the moon. Excuse me. They still haven't come up with a name. The only thing we really know is he's 7 pounds, 3 ounces. We found that out yesterday, and we continue to only know that. Meghan was not the only celebrity to pop out a kid this week. Amy Schumer had her baby boy on Sunday night. They announced the birth yesterday with a family photo on Instagram saying, at 10:55 p.m. last night, our royal baby was born.
Did she say that?
She did. I don't have any word on that kid's name yet either. Last bit of baby news, Kim Kardashian announced yesterday that she has nothing to announce. There was a false report that her child had arrived. This will be her fourth kid, right?
Yeah.
It's a surrogate.
Uh-huh.
Did she only give birth to the first kid or the first two kids?
I think the first two.
So this is a surrogate that she just used for...
I thought, when I saw that, I thought, oh, Kim, of course you're going to try to take over the internet. Meghan Markle has a baby. Right. You have to have your baby, too.
Well, I must have my American royalty, as you know. So there was a false report saying that her kid had arrived, but she shot it down saying, I'm in New York with my sisters Kendall and Kylie for the Met Gala.
Oh, right.
Oh, and the Met Gala, too. Was that chandelier picture that Katy Perry was that from last night?
Yes.
Can you pull up the picture of Katy Perry wearing a chandelier? I don't even know what the theme was this year.
It was having to do with...
it was camp, Notes on Fashion. What is that?
It was a writer from the 60s. Yeah. Oh, shucks. Her name escapes me. Susan Sontag.
Oh.
And I forgot the poem.
It's called Notes on Camp.
Okay.
But it was about how you have to, you know, we all need to sort of broaden our thoughts on what sexuality is and, you know, what's acceptable. And, you know, basically gays are fine, I think is what she was saying. In the 60s, though, in 64. And so it was sort of a variance on that. I don't know. Sometimes they're really clear, like robotics or heavenly bodies or whatever. But this time they really left it wide open. So Katy Perry dressed as a chandelier.
That event is so her.
It is. She, just right. It's her. It's Lady Gaga. It's these people who just want to wear appliances or meat, you know, or whatever. But the dress is, you know, she looks like one of those three-tiered chandeliers with crystal beads hanging off of it. And it's fully lit. She's just sort of in the middle of the whole thing.
I just wonder how everybody walks around.
I don't know.
They love it, though. Yeah. This is, like, I get it. You know, we were just talking about Jane yesterday, how she... I don't think she gets home and puts on sweatpants.
She
stays in costume. There may be a different costume, but it's another costume for sure.
Well, she hardly ever goes home anyway. I mean, she really just goes there to sleep.
Isn't that so true? God, that one day.
I don't know how she does it.
She got home from Vegas, changed, and went straight to San Jose to interview Pink.
Mm-hmm. Yikes.
Anyway, I think these people love it, and that's great. I know that I have no ability
bothered. No. I mean, I suppose if someone put the outfit together
They're not putting their outfits together, obviously. They're wearing designers and...
They like it, though. Yeah. Look, I'm saying is...
Because you don't have to go to this.
Even when I put on a button shirt and I'm leaving the house, I'm like,
is it goddamn because you just spilled jelly on it?
No, well, yes, that too. But it's just, I don't feel like me.
Yeah.
I don't feel like me.
Well, you know, you're right. Some people, they really are able to put it together. They live for an event like this. You get invited to the Met Gala, and there's not even a hesitation. They're like, oh, of course I'm going to that. Where I'd be like, you got to be kidding me. Now I got to say no to this. Sucks.
So good for her. There she is. Katy Perry, a woman in full.
In full chandelier.
She is in full bloom right there.
She wants to swing like a chandelier.
Look at me.
I'm a chandelier.
I'm doing me right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she
is. Good for her. She's the lady who rode a tiger at the Super Bowl.
Gaga wore like four different outfits to this thing. The first one was the biggest dress I've ever seen in my life. And I think the fourth one was just really a bra and panties with some fishnets. Do you have the four Lady Gaga looks? The first dress was just
Is this it right here?
No, that's one of the four.
Felt like everything, that dress was so big because she had all the
what
others
what color is that?
It.
Is that magenta?
Oh, fuchsia.
Fuchsia, yeah.
So there's, look at the size of that freaking dress.
I do not like it.
Well, it's voluminous. Show the one where she's just in panties, though. Oh, so now then it comes off and her other dress is under it.
Oh.
And then she's back into like another pink dress.
I do like that.
Yeah, she looks cute. There's the pink dress that's, I guess, under that. And then she just takes that off because she's like, Jesus, I'm having a hot flash. Let me get this
out of here.
I don't
think she's there yet.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Oh.
Although, that does look slightly cooler. Is that like a little red wagon?
She looks great.
Yeah, she looks like she's wearing brown panties.
Yeah, one of those. A fuchsia.
Is that where she keeps all her
wagon
for other clothes?
Are those hats? I think these are hats.
Yeah. I can't really see
it from here. Is that hot pink and gold? I think that's like a gold handle,
It looks gold.
Oh, I can't even see it.
Well,
anyway, she's got her
something called the Met Gala happened while the rest of us were just watching the Warriors not win.
Exactly.
Got close though at the end.
I know, but we're just shooting so badly.
Terrible.
It's a trip to watch them miss, and you just go, "These are the best shooters in the league, and they're missing everything." Sorry. You were saying?
Nothing.
The Met Gala?
Yeah, the Met Gala.
Right.
That's all. Just saying that happened. It's funny, that sneaks up on me every year. I was like, really? That came around again, huh?
Every year.
I look at her entourage as they walk into the Met Gala and
they all have to hold her dress up.
Yeah, and kind of surround her and making sure nobody touches her.
Yeah, you can't touch Lady Gaga. Everyone knows that.
So long.
It's ridiculous.
It's like 15 feet long.
Oh my god! At least that. Oh, and there's the someone actually has the honor of pulling the freaking wagon. It's like I have four costume changes that I'm going to be doing just on the red carpet alone. I'm going to need all you guys to keep up. There's a whole free Britney Spears thing. I don't know how much of this you guys have heard already.
I haven't heard any.
So you know how she's got a conservatorship. Her dad has that.
Oh, I've heard that.
He's been really sick, and then she was. I don't know if she went off her meds aren't working anymore, but she just spent 30 days checked into some place to just try to get her meds right or whatever. Apparently, she broke up with her mom, like right around the time she broke up with Justin Timberlake. I did not realize this. Like, her mom and dad have been divorced for a while. But when she broke up with Justin Timberlake, she cut a lot of people out of her life, and her mom was one of them, apparently. Not that they don't have any contact or anything, but that just, you know, I don't want your advice or anything anymore. And then I think it was around 08. Wasn't 08 when she shaved her head, or was it even earlier than that?
I don't know the exact year.
I don't know, but she was so clearly in distress at that point that someone needed to throw a pillowcase over her head and rescue her from herself.
From herself. Yeah. So this Britney Spears, the Free Britney Spears thing is sort of ongoing. There's even podcasts that are dedicated to like what the hell's going on with Britney Spears. Mm. Britney's mother, Lynn, has filed legal papers to be kept informed about everything pertaining to Britney's conservatorship. I don't know what legal ground she would have for that. They say that Jamie's the dad, that he's actually been pretty open with her about what's going on with Britney, even though Britney doesn't have a ton of contact with Lynn. He's in charge of her affairs.
Well, I imagine Lynn is still taking some kind of a salary from the estate, wouldn't you?
Totally. I would assume that that is happening.
And as an employee, but also the mother, I'm sure there's some kind of legal right she has to know.
Well, especially someone who's under a conservatorship, it almost keeps them a minor, you know? Like, they clearly can't handle their own ass, so.
But that's, look, I don't know enough about this. She's mentally ill. We know that, right? So there's that. But her father in this state has still turned her into a money-making machine.
He certainly has.
And she can't sing.
No, she doesn't need to, though. She has a backing track, which is, you know, exactly what...
And really, from what we've seen, she can't dance either.
Well, she could at one point,
right?
But she definitely...
But the show she's currently doing, she seems to just walk through it.
Yeah.
That is like, definitely true.
Walks
she
to her marks,
to be...
the taped marks on the floor.
If she can remember to go. You know, it's less even that she doesn't know how to get from one place to the other or dance. It's that she doesn't seem to have any energy. Like, I remember her big supposed comeback that she did... 2010 maybe, 2011. Mm-hmm. She got on stage, she's doing some song at the MTV Movie Awards. I'm like, okay, is she asleep? Like, she just can't quite get her arms to do what everyone else, like, everyone's doing this arm thing, and she's just like,
she's barely moving her arms up.
Just barely.
Whatever, you know,
it's Britney
getting paid regardless.
Did
you see her Instagram post after she was released from the mental health facility?
Was this the one we did last week?
No, this is just a couple days ago.
Give me something new.
This is a yoga thing. She's just showing you
In her bathing suit?
Yeah, in her bathing suit. But like, she still has moves and she's super flexible. Check this out. See that?
Mm-hmm.
And then she bounces a little bit. Like, she's not bad at yoga. So she still has some athleticism.
Yeah, but she could have put... That could be from, like, you know...
I know.
2001.
Exactly. She posted it a couple days ago, though.
That's pretty good, though.
It could be now. I mean...
Yeah, no, absolutely.
She doesn't have to do much other... You know, for someone who is a mom, it's clear someone else is raising the kids, right?
Well, her kids are older now, too.
Yeah, but they still...
No, she doesn't see them all that much.
Right.
Kevin has them a lot, and I don't know if they spend time with the grandparents, but it was a big deal when she had dinner with them 2 weeks ago, maybe, right when she got out. Mm-hmm. Like, they were all sitting together at a table, and she was, you know, I don't think that happens all the time. I want to say they're 13 and 14 or 12 and 13.
Something like that, yeah.
So they're not little babies anymore. Luckily, they can dress themselves and put on their own seatbelt.
It's clear her job is to figure out how to take care of herself because she's got problems.
Well, unfortunately, it seems like the people around her think her job is to figure out a way to continue to support the entire family. Let's get her back on good meds so that she can get back on that stage and start raking it in again. All right, that's all I got time for. Vinny, what's coming up?
Teacher Appreciation Day is today.
Oh.
Also, some people don't change their underwear.
What?
And more after these.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Listen to Jane's show all this week at around 4:30. You got a chance to score tickets for the Jonas Brothers October 8th. The Joe Bros. October 8th at the Chase Center. Verified fan on sale this Friday, May 10th at 10 a.m. So listen to Jane. All this week she has tickets for the Joe Bros. at 4:30 each day.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by our summer intern program.
Oh, yeah.
We'd love to have you help us perform this show every day. It takes a
village,
the bunch of people to get this done.
I'm not doing it.
Surprisingly, as you listen, you're like, what? Yeah, there's more to this than you think.
Than meets the ears.
Right.
Yep. In fact, today, sitting in for Hooman is our intern, Nick.
Right.
Nick's
doing a great job. Yep. Mm-hmm. Hey, Nick, you went to a movie with Hooman recently, right?
Yes. Yes, I did.
What was that called? The Runner?
Yes.
How was that?
It was great.
You liked it?
I loved it, actually. Wow. I mean,
he said you're really into film.
Yeah. It was really powerful. Hmm. It was a documentary about the Olympic runner Gore Mocker. He ran under the Olympic flag instead of...
Oh, it was about a runner.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to ask him the other day, and the guy went dizzy on me. But anyway, that's...
dizzy.
And Nick bet some of the stars, too, right?
Yeah. The director and Gore Mocker himself was there.
Wow.
Nice.
Neat.
All right. Well, look at that. There's a benefit to being an intern. You get to go see...
You get to hang out with Hooman.
Obscure documentaries.
I love them.
Right. Make sure and send your cover letter and resume. Cover letter and resume.
Yeah,
say it
cover
again.
Letter and resume, please. I've gotten 10
messages,
and no one's sending.
You're applying for a job here. I know it's an internship, but we do pay. You have to get college credit.
Mm-hmm. And we actually have some requirements up on the Alice Instagram that tells you everything you need to know.
Oh, really? On the Instagram?
Yes. Yes.
All right. Send your resume and cover letter to uzette@radioalice.com.
Check your spelling.
Says someone who knows.
Right. Here's what's happening. The Warriors and Sharks both lost last night, and they both play again on Wednesday. So there's that. Are you going to do this Court TV story?
No, go ahead.
Court TV's back. Apparently, it'd been out of business, but the channel that was around in the 90s, and I guess, is that what I watched the OJ trial on?
Okay, that was when Court TV really sort of got front
Made
and center.
Name, yeah.
We watched Court TV. Everyone had it on all the time.
Yeah. I personally didn't even know it was gone until I saw that story that you're doing right now.
Well, there just haven't been any trials we've been interested in lately, I guess.
Probably.
Well, you're going to see the Harvey Weinstein trial,
Ooh.
Among others.
Oh.
They'll also focus on little-known trials that kept the old network in business back in the day. I love watching lawyers and the court system. And
You read books that have a lot of
I find it very interesting.
And Law and Order is like your favorite TV show.
I want to say I've seen every episode of Law and Order. Maybe
the
newer ones I probably...
The SVU one?
I'm not into SVU at
all. You're just the straight ahead
Law and Order. Right. No, the SVU is...
disturbing.
Yeah,
it
it's
is,
tough
yeah.
to watch. San Francisco is about to join other cities requiring brick-and-mortar retailers to take cash.
Yeah,
Philadelphia and New Jersey do this as well.
It's like a discrimination thing.
Say that if you are only taking credit cards, you're discriminating against low-income people who don't have credit cards.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see why you would say, no one ever brings us money. Why wouldn't we just...
Right.
But you don't have to not take it. So I could see why the city's saying
it's legal tender.
Yeah, it's cash.
Right.
Take it.
I'm actually more annoyed when places only take cash. There's a few places. We go to this one restaurant that we love the restaurant, but I feel like it's a scam because it's like a $6 fee to use their ATM.
And there's a breakfast place near my house cash. That does that.
But it actually does benefit them to do that because you do pay, I don't know what it is, 2.5%, whatever it is, to the credit card. So if someone gives you a credit card, some of that money's going away.
Right.
And if the price of something's $10, you want your $10.
Mm-hmm. Today is Teacher Appreciation Day.
Yay.
Well, so, everybody's had that teacher that made a huge difference in
Mr.
their life.
Mr. Laura, Mr. George, Senora Custin.
Oh.
Mr. Elliot. I've told you guys, Mr. Elliot's the guy who was 30 years ahead of his time or whatever. He used to stand in front of the class and he'd get all worked up into a lather. He'd be like, and he'd cuss. So, you know, that always gets a kid's attention. He'd be like, the bleep has to go somewhere. And he's talking about everything that we still,
recycling
all
stuff?
These years later, take for granted. Mm. You put your trash out and it goes away, right?
You flush your toilet and it goes away.
Never to be seen or except
or
that. And he would say, that TV you threw away is somewhere right now.
Yeah. Still around.
The phone you threw away is somewhere right now. You are taking it for granted because it disappeared from your view.
Mm-hmm.
And this was Mr. Elliot. So thank you, teachers.
Teachers are the best.
For teaching the peoples. And there are places you can go during Teacher Appreciation Day to get some free food or deals on food. So today, you got to look into it. I'm not going to read all the, there's a long list, but.
But there are appreciating teachers out there in various places.
So go teachers.
Go teachers. Go teachers. Go teachers.
And he was right. The bleep has to go somewhere.
Yeah.
Pay attention to the things you're throwing away. They're going somewhere and then they're just going to sit there.
Yeah. Away.
In a pile. Right. Where in the World is away is a book by Michael Fronte that me and my kid have read and listened to a thousand times. And it's true. Where away, there's no away.
No.
It's all here. There is no away, right. It's still
one
here.
Planet.
And man, to find out that all our recyclables are just being bought by China, and you know what they're doing? They're like, those dummies. We're just going to bury it somewhere because they won't.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I guess. Well, they're not even taking it anymore.
Right.
Sorry, it's not clean enough. Most of the time, we are just putting it in our own landfills. We don't want that. We need clean recyclables. I love that. The Loop, I think you said it was called.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that that is the concept that needs to happen. Just you buy something in a glass or a tin receptacle, whatever it is, and then when you're done with that, it goes, UPS takes it back to the company. It doesn't even have to be cleaned, and they reuse it.
Someone emailed in that, I think last week, that Sacramento has some kind of program.
Like that?
Like that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Sacramento?
Sacramento.
Sacre bleu.
Sacre tomato.
Well, good for them.
Yeah.
Uber drivers plan to strike ahead of Uber's IPO, which happens this week. So I don't know
They're not saying what day?
That's they're planning a work stoppage Wednesday. So that's tomorrow.
Okay. I'm not planning on using it tomorrow.
Drivers in 8 U.S. cities. Let me see if I have them. I don't have all the cities listed. I imagine San Francisco being one of the big ones would be part of that.
Right.
Oh, here it is. Yeah, drivers in San Francisco, Boston, Chicago, Minneapolis, Philadelphia are among those participating. Also, L.A. and New York. So you may have trouble getting an Uber tomorrow.
Lyft is like awesome. We've been having some trouble.
And I've even heard Lyft is joining them.
Oh, the Lyft drivers
too. I think
they
are, Uber and Lyft. Back to taxis, people. Public transportation.
Well, here's the thing. I've also read that this gig economy, which is how these companies employ people, which I guess you just clock in when you want, clock out when you want. You use the app to be employed.
Right. You're a contractor, basically. You're not even an employee.
Right. many people are saying this is going to go away because people don't appreciate the way they're treated, except that I don't see, this is my own experience mm-hmm. here in the city. I don't see how every third car
is an Uber or Lyft.
I'm not, you go, yeah. I'm not kidding. Yeah. I'm on the road every day. I'm a commuter. Mm-hmm. Those damn stickers are on every third car.
If we were to call Uber or Lyft right now, by the time we went downstairs, that car would be right there because there's 30, 40 cars
circling right around.
Yep.
Like, not, we can call one of those, and I swear, we walk downstairs, and there it is right there. And we're only 3 floors up.
Right.
So I get that they're striking because they want more rights as employees. And I also get that you could see, like, right now, unemployment's at its lowest rate in a long time.
Yeah.
There are jobs out there. Mm. I mean, people are doing well, I guess. The homeless problem still continues, so I think people are going to continue to work for Uber. They just, it's too easy to
right.
make some cash.
Right. I had never heard that term before that you just said.
Gig economy?
Yeah, I'd never heard that before. It's a thing. Looking it up. Yeah.
If you look it up, it's a thing.
And it says, let's see, the growth of the gig economy represents a shift in the way Americans view work. Instead of more traditional system where a worker works full time for only one employer, some workers choose to enter the gig economy for flexibility, freedom, and personal fulfillment that it provides them.
So you work when you want to work.
Yeah.
That's an interesting spin because I don't believe that people are doing it for that reason. I think they're doing it because they need money and can't get someone to put them in full time mm-hmm. with Benny's and have
benefits
them make
the
enough money. Yeah. They find themselves
so
needing to take a gig mm-hmm. and needing to go out and hustle. I could be wrong. I want a full-time job. I want to go to work. I want to do my job, and then I want to go home and not work.
One job.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I remember the guy I took an Uber with, and he was a delight. This was down at Disneyland. Oh. He has a full-time job as a rep for a chip company. Mm. Chips, potato chips.
Oh, I thought you meant like microchip.
No, he goes to the liquor stores and mm-hmm. makes sure they're stocked. And in between his runs, he takes people on Uber. Huh. So he's driving to his next gig. He turns his Uber on, takes someone somewhere, and then goes to his...
Mm-hmm. Well, that's an interesting way to make a little extra money. You're out on the road all day anyway.
Yeah, good use of time.
So this was... a couple years ago, but to me, I went, wow, you sneaky. Way to go. I mean, not sneaky, but you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, wow, way to hustle.
I wonder if he gets mile for mile, like a quarter per mile. You know how a lot of companies will pay you for wear and tear in your car mm-hmm. and stuff? So you're getting that anyway, and then you're also using your car as an Uber. And
double dipping.
That's interesting.
Hey, well, right.
Sure.
But, I'm too lazy to do that, so I would just do my chip job and go home and... Mm-hmm. live on what I got, but mm-hmm. he was working it. Kept his car super clean. We were all, wow, it's so clean and nice in here.
I always compliment cars.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they look
smells
good.
Smells wonderful in here. Right. Oh, sure, I'll have some water. Oh, yes, I'll plug my phone in. Thank you. Oh, yeah. A piece of gum? Sure.
We had a great chat.
A dog treat?
I enjoyed it.
If I have Ella.
Oh, you don't just have those?
Well, if I'm hungry.
Crunchy. Delicious.
So we've talked about this. There are people who like denim and, buy better denim and you don't wash it because you break it in and mm-hmm. that's part of the deal with it. Mm-hmm. And then there are people who wash their jeans every single time they wear them.
Mm-hmm.
And that, to each his own.
Right.
Not to each his own with his underwear, though. You gotta change your underwear every day.
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
It's your undergarment.
No, that's
like
the law.
The outer garment, we all have different ideas. And I even, Levi's specifically says, it's better for the environment to wash your stuff less. They want you to wash it less. That's one of the opinions out there.
One of the opinions about underwear, though, is that they get washed every time.
All the time, every time.
Each and every time.
You change your underwear and you wash your underwear, and that's the undergarment right near all your important parts.
Yeah.
And your butt.
It's your crack.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. That is not someplace that whole area.
A new survey of Americans says that almost 5% of Americans. This is our country where we are now. 5%. Wear the same pair of underwear for 4 days or more before changing them.
Incredible. So they have no friends. Is that?
Almost 10% of people wear the same pair for 2 to 3 days. This is your underwear.
There's never a scenario where a pair of underwear would come off me for any reason, like for my shower, and that I would put those back on.
I would free ball it before I'd do that.
Mm-hmm. No, I've already wore those. Those are
right.
They're gross.
I'm going to go without rather than go with a dirty pair.
100% with you.
13.4% with all of the almost 14% of people. Roughly 1 out of 7 don't change their underwear daily here in America.
It's murky waters.
And if you're wondering whether those people who don't change their underwear are showering, they're not.
Well, on the weekends, I'm definitely less fastidious about it. I'll tell you that right now.
You know what? Every time I do this story, there's another story out there that comes through that says, you don't need to shower every day. It's not great for your skin. Mm. And yet, I do need to shower every day. I'm a stinky boy, and
I
can't.
I'll take Saturday off, or maybe Sunday.
Yeah, I'll take a Saturday or Sunday off, unless we're going out
somewhere. Yeah, if we have someplace to go, I'm for sure going to. I just like to feel and smell fresh.
Me too.
There's something about when you're just out of the shower, you put all your little products on and stuff. You're like,
when you hear people like Brad Pitt, and it's more about his youth than I think now, but and he's a parent and he's got to do different. But when he was young, the rumor was that guy wouldn't shower.
Or use deodorant.
And he went places and would rank people out. And yet, he's freaking gorgeous. So he could do that.
Yeah. Well, he was Brad Pitt.
I need to
Thrown out. People would be thrown out. Mm-hmm. The average person cannot participate in polite society. People will put up with anything from Brad Pitt. He's like the one guy who could maybe pull that off. And even then, they're all talking about him. Oh, my God, that guy stunk. Yeah, I still hugged him. I mean, I totally would have done him, but,
there stinky. It is. Our text,
change your underwear. I think the takeaway here is change the underwear.
Right. Come on, man.
Cut it out.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. For the love of Ellie, don't text and drive.
Mm-hmm. Don't do it. It looks like we're not even going to do our podcast today, so it's...
Well, you can record stuff with her on your phone, right?
Yeah, I'll have to do that.
When are they leaving?
Tomorrow. Yeah, they'll be gone by the time I get home tomorrow.
Oh. Yeah.
510 says, Vin, I thought your 50th with the boys was the party. Yeah, that was my birthday, and I'm actually not bitching about the fact that there's no bachelor party.
You're actually fine with that.
I'm not tripping on it. But one of my dudes was hitting me up saying, "Why don't we go surfing for your bachelor party?" And my explanation for not was, I have to buy a fence, and I haven't picked the person that's going to do it, and so I don't know the cost yet, and the cost will be surprisingly a lot.
Yeah, fences are not cheap.
The fence around your house is shockingly expensive. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And as soon as you start asking questions about them and they go, oh, well, we use the, they'll go, well, the worst wood is this kind. And that's mostly what gets put in tract homes when they're built.
Mm-hmm. Rots real fast. Looks good at first.
Right.
It all looks good at first.
And then there's just all kinds more of stuff.
Yep.
Well, do you want us to remove the cement stumps or the cement blocks that are currently? Well, shouldn't you?
Is that part of it?
Well, no. We can put a new post
in. Yeah, they put
it
right beside it.
Right.
Sure. We'll just dig another hole and cement right next to that one.
Yes.
That's fine, though.
So you know this.
Yeah. Well, I've replaced fences.
Okay. Well, I haven't.
They are a year of college tuition.
Wow.
Yeah. For University of California, if you're a California resident. They ain't no private college.
Sarah, one last one. This is for you.
Okay.
Need some quick bad advice. My coworker won't stop saying fabulous. It's driving me nuts. How can I get her to stop and realize she sounds like an idiot?
Just say, you're using fabulous a lot. You should come up with a new adjective. Sometimes people don't even realize they're doing it.
I definitely have crutch words. Mm. I would rather have someone say, hey, you say this all the time than continue to say it.
My daughter, for the first time, and it caught both me and the missus, my daughter goes, I literally, and I went, oh no, it's the kids at the pre-K level too?
Literally is a huge crutch. Mm-hmm. I find myself saying it, I hear it, everywhere you go you hear it. And sometimes they do mean something literally. Other times it's like, no.
But you don't, if you say it, then it's literally. Just say it. You don't have to say it literally. You just say it, and then it is what it is.
I'm making a declarative statement.
Right.
I'm leaving literally out of it.
I don't need
it.
To say literally.
It's a crutch.
I can just say
but
it.
I'm glad when someone points something out, because I for sure have a zillion crutches.
Well, fabulous is driving this lady crazy.
Just put your hand on her arm.
I repeat what people say.
Ah.
Like if you kept doing that, I'd go, yeah, fabulous. Fabulous.
Oh.
Fabulous. So they could hear me saying it and see how
they'd
silly
be like,
it sounds.
That says fabulous all the time.
Yeah. Funny, yo.
It's coming up in the trash.
Free advertising. It's a thing. It's really happening. And you already know about it. And it's happening after this.
Sarah and Vinny.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.